Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey everyone, it's Will Soba, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Sunday Night Football was supposed to be competitive, it was supposed to be compelling, it was supposed to be great, and it was neither of those things. The Saints beating the Buccaneers 38-3 on Sunday Night Football. Drew Brees threw for 222 yards and 4 touches. New Orleans became the first team ever to defeat Tom Brady twice in a regular season. Quite the feat. The Saints also moving into first place in the NFC South with the dub. Brees acknowledges games like this are out of the ordinary.
I'd say those are rare, especially against as good a football team as the one we just played. As many weapons as they have on the offensive side of the ball, our defense just played phenomenal. Really contained and bottled them up. The pass rush did a phenomenal job. I mean, really, it all starts there. Ran the ball very well against the number one run defense in the league. We're able to find a lot of completions, a lot of first downs, kept moving the chains, scoring touchdowns when we got in the red zone. So, all the way around, it was a really solid performance by the entire team.
Tom Brady threw for 209 yards, including 3 completions for 31 yards to wideout Antonio Brown, who made his debut for Tampa Bay in his return from an 8-game suspension for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. From the to great, Josh Allen threw for 415 yards, 3 touchdown passes, and rushed for another, leading the Bills to a 44-34 win over the Seahawks. It was a rough, rough outing for Seattle's Russell Wilson, who was sacked 5 times, threw 2 INTs, and lost 2 fumbles. Wilson knows turnovers are costly, especially on the road against a good team.
We've been an explosive offense all year. You know, there's give and take. I mean, like I said, they made a play in the red zone on the 4th and 1, trying to give a shot. So that happens, and I think just it's 3rd and 25. We try to take a shot. They make a play. We need to play. That's the reality. Sometimes you just got to go for it, kind of thing. I think that we just got to get cleaner. I think that's the thing about this game more than anything else, rather than trying to make up reasons or whatever. I scored 34 points. We're pretty good offense, but I think that we can be better. And today we needed to score 42. So that's the reality today.
So the AFC East leading Bills improved to 7-2, matching its best record through 9 games since 1993, a season that ended with the Jim Kelly-led Bills making their 4th consecutive Super Bowl appearance, so good things happening in Buffalo. Meanwhile, the same could be said in Miami, as Tua Tagovailoa threw for 248 yards and 2 touchdowns in his second NFL start, as Miami rallied in the 4th quarter to beat Arizona 34-31. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray, his opposite number, finished with 283 yards and 3 touchdowns. Murray was also a threat in the run game, picking up 106 rushing yards on just 11 carries. The Steelers overcame a 13-point deficit to defeat Dallas 24-19 and advance to 8-0 for the first time in the franchise's storied history. It wasn't easy, that's for sure. Ben Roethlisberger threw all 3 of his touchdown passes after shrugging off a knee injury. As for Dallas, Garrett Gilbert was the 4th different starting quarterback in 5 games, and he threw a touchdown pass in his first career start. Lamar Jackson threw for 170 yards, plus led the team in rush yards with 58 en route to the Ravens' 24-10 win over the Colts. Indy quarterback Phillip Rivers threw for 227 yards and was picked off twice. Yesterday, Baltimore set a record with their 31st consecutive game of 20 or more points. Ryan Tannehill and the Titans, they got it back together again. He threw for 2 touchdown passes, and Tennessee never trailed as it beat Chicago 24-17 to snap a 2-game losing skid. Nick Foles, 335 passing yards and 2 touchdowns were not enough. As Chicago's woes continue, they've lost its 3rd straight game. Week 9 concludes with the Patriots visiting the Jets on Monday Night Football. New England enters the matchup winners of 8 straight games versus the Jets. New York's last win over New England was in Week 16, 2015, so yeah, it's been a while, that's for sure. For a full recap of all of the Sunday games delivered with a touch of mirth, if you will, please download the Around the NFL podcast and give those heroes a listen. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.